bananas. Claire Friedman. You may remember, she was Kimbra, guys. This was Kimbra.
What? This was Kimbra who came in late at her birthday. Given that it's been 1 year since the podcast began, I'm going to talk about the same thing I talked about a year ago on this podcast, which is something that I do once a year this weekend, which is speech, which used to be my entire life. So y'all can go listen to like the last podcast if you want to hear about that. But to give you a real brief overview of how my school is about it, because I understand usually it's like 10 kids who like wear a sweater on a Saturday and get up and talk in front of people, and those kids do so because they have no one else to talk to. I understand that. and they're fine people. My school had a 110 person team my senior year, the year I was captain of it, and I went back and looked at the old records posted from the past 14 years for which schools are schools of excellence. There are always at least 3 Minnesota teams that are in my district on that top 10 list, and the only one that has been on every year is my school. Woo! So we're really going to treat you guys. The reason that it comes up this weekend is because this weekend is a tournament that takes place in the northwest suburbs called Glenbrooks, which I, ever since I've graduated, have been involved in some way. So when I was still in high school, I competed at it, and this is the 6th year I've gone to that tournament for one reason or another. And when I first moved to Chicago, one of the things I thought about immediately was like, great, I can coach and judge that tournament. Yes! And I did. I stayed with the kids and chaperoned the entire weekend. I stayed in the hotel room with them. I spent, you know, 7 hours coaching them the Friday before. I dedicated an entire weekend to watching kids I didn't know and judging them. which is great. And this year, the real important reason, and the real important reason that I've gone to it for the past few years, is because my little brother is there. And if there's 2 things I love, it's speech and my little brother. he's 17 years old, which means he was born in 1995. Oh. Jesus. Which I only pointed out to make people make that noise.
He was 3 when The Matrix came out.
No.
He was 4 and he watched it with me the first time I saw it.
No.
My mom saw it. My mom saw The Matrix and she was like, this is a good movie. He should watch it. But yeah, he's 17 now and it's funny because when I left, to move to college, he had just turned 12. And I see him whenever I go home, which is less and less often as the years go on. And every time he seems to get older and older. And I remember as his voice changed, I would call home on the phone and his voice would just get lower every single time. And now he's got like this super, super low voice. And it's the weirdest thing to see this kid who couldn't do anything because he's 12, a child. Become this very smart, very competent, adorable person. I almost called him a man, but I couldn't. And usually I go up and I coach just to make sure I can work with him and just to coach him. And the first year that he came out, his sophomore year of high school, I was amazed at how good he was. He, as a 15-year-old, was better than I ever was, and a better performer than I am now. And he wound up getting 2nd that year, which I was very proud of, out of a field of about 200 competitors in his category. And he kept doing well, and it was amazing, and it was such a prideful moment for me because he was doing it because I had done it. And that was really, really special to me. And it was always something that I could share with him and always something that we could talk about. And every year when he comes down, my parents aren't there. My older brother's not there. It's just me and him together doing this thing. And he's really, really good. and so this year I was talking to him and I wound up having the Nerdalogs show the same day that he was coming up. And so I was like, hey, Andrew, if you want me, I'll come up and coach you. Otherwise, I'm going to stay here, and I'm only going to coach you. I'm not going to coach any other kids this year. We kind of went back and forth about it for a while. He was like, you know what? I think I feel really good about this. I kind of want to just review my speech. You don't have to come up if you don't want to. And I was like, okay, I won't coach this year. And it was the first year I haven't coached. So the next morning, I went and picked up my older brother, and just like tournaments when we were in high school, got up at 6:45 in the morning on a Saturday, drove out to some shitty high school in some shitty suburb, and got to sit there and watch him do this thing that had been so important to me. That's lost a lot of importance to me, but is still because he does it. And I was watching him perform 50 Shades of Grey, which he has cut into a 10-minute humor piece. I sat in a room with six other 15, 16, 17-year-old kids, one college student who gets $200 for judging this weekend, and then me and my older brother, who knew what he was going to do when we walked into that classroom, and still just were like, yep, we're going to be uncomfortable. This is fine. But he handled it really well. He cast my mother as the narrator and impersonated her, getting offended at every sex scene that came up and refusing to say it and skipping it through, which is good because I told him, Andrew, if you do sex scenes, you're going to make every judge feel like a pedophile. And I left and I was happy with him, but I also realized that that's the last time I'll probably go to that tournament because I've lost my connection to it. When I went to college, I walked around the student activities fair looking for something to replace speech, because college speech is terrible. Don't do that. And I walked up to this booth and it said improv. And I talked to the person behind that booth for too long, probably 15 minutes, about how excited I was to try out. He was like, yeah, cool, try out to this day. All right, great, come on this day, try out. Cool, yeah, glad you're excited. Come to this day, and you should just try out for improv, because that's all the information I had for you. And that person is John Oakey, whom I'm still on a team with here.
Oh, yeah.
And next year, my little brother will be going off to college and will be a real fucking grown-up. He'll be able to vote, and he'll probably drink and do things at college. but one of his requirements for college is that wherever they go has an improv team, because he saw what I did with that and what I do with that now, and he wants to keep following in that and keep doing that. And my hope someday is to be able to do a show with him here or somewhere, because as much as I appreciate that he has kind of done all the things that I've been doing, it's gotten to a point where he's grown up and I look up to him. And he's a grown-up, you guys! He's so old! And I love him very much.
Thank you, Claire. I like to just edit one point you made early on, that you can go back and listen to your first talk about speech on the podcast. I would say you should do that. I